On the show this week, Richard Simpson, who I think would make a great Doctor Who, visits the future of in-car entertainment. And Graham Swain takes considerably more than 3 steps to 7 as he crosses the new improved road bridge. But first... I was appearing on the telly the other day, as is my wont, the Richard and Judy show, if you must know, and in the green room was a highly unlikely but fascinating group of people, including the president of the Ramblers Association, the high priestess of hips and thighs, and a professional Welsh bachelor who devoted his life to the avoidance of work and the pursuit of wine, women, and small furry and feathered animals. The conversation turned to cars. The hip and thigh woman drives a Bentley Turbo R. Yes, life isn't fair. And our single friend brushed an imaginary molecule of dirt from his Savile Row pinstripes, sparked another Dunhill, and began an anecdote about a contest he devised back in the 60s. He and his well-heeled chums decided to award a case of Bollinger to the chap who went the fastest on the new Severn Bridge. You'll not be surprised to find that it was he who bagged the bubbly. I will not attempt the accent. Suffice to say, he had a Ferrari Daytona in duckhead blue, and he clocked 174. Great fun. He later sold the greatest front-engine car of all time because he was flat broke and someone offered him a nearly new Ford Escort for a bit less than the cost of a set of tyres for the Ferrari. Anyhow, there's now a second way to cross the Severn. It's called SSC, which rather obviously stands for Second Severn Crossing, and we sent along our chap, Graham Swain, to talk to the bloke in charge, David Foycey.
Well, the existing bridge, of course, for some time has been subject to enormous problems with traffic delays and, of course, as we both know, problems from closures when we have bad wind conditions. But as you can see from the new bridge here, it's got 3 lanes in both directions and a hard shoulder, and more importantly, it's got windshielding.
Now, the previous bridge, which is still in existence and has needed a lot of maintenance on it to keep it running, basically, what's the difference in this bridge from the old bridge?
Well, this bridge, as you can see, is quite a different structure than the old bridge. The main difference is that the existing bridge is a suspension bridge. And the reason for that is because there was such a wide shipping channel there. Here on the new bridge, the shipping channel that goes underneath here, the chutes, as you can see, is a relatively narrow section of water. And so we've got a cable-stayed bridge here. It's not as long as the existing bridge, being only 0.5 kilometre. But it is joined at either side of the bridge by long lengths of viaduct to both shores. So this makes it the longest crossing over water in the United Kingdom. It's just a little over 5 kilometres, 3.5 miles.
Now, how is the new bridge going to work in conjunction with the old bridge in terms of the traffic, the motorways, etc.?
Well, the new bridge is going to be named the M4, and so that effectively will become the main route between England and Wales. The existing bridge will become the M48. Traffic travelling from either place will be able to have the choice of going to either over either bridge, but generally they will use, I believe, the M4. Both bridges will be operated in both directions. You'll be able to go east or west over either of them. But the difference in the operations is that on the existing bridge, where, as you know, we carry a one-way tolling system, we collect the money as you leave England going into Wales, whereas on the new bridge, the tolls are on the Welsh side and we collect the money as you enter Wales. Eastbound, of course, is toll-free.
We're standing in the middle of the bridge at the moment. We've got 3-lane highway on this one, am I right? On the old bridge, it was a 2-lane highway.
That's quite correct, Graham, yes. The difference, as you can see, we do have a hard shoulder on this bridge, which means if anybody does break down, and of course it's becoming less regular, they won't be holding up traffic on a live lane like they do on the existing bridge.
One of the biggest bugbears and frustrations that all of us drivers have ever attempted to get across the Severn into Wales is being held up by roadworks, maintenance, cut down to one lane for hours and hours, interminable hot weather. What are the contingencies you've got on this bridge to avoid all this, which is obviously going to be a big problem, maintenance, in years to come?
Well, I don't think there will be a great deal of maintenance on this new bridge in years to come. After all, this bridge has been designed with a low maintenance regime. Bridges these days and all modern structures are designed with ease of maintenance in mind. And so we don't believe there will be any major problems with hold-up of maintenance on this bridge. After all, on the existing bridge, to maintain it, you have to utilize the motorway and the sidewalks to get there. On this new bridge, access to all the works are through what we call a rapid access transport, which is in fact known as the RAT, and is a small underslung train underneath the bridge. And that's the way our personnel will get access into and out of the bridge, not on the motorway. Well, we're now just crossing, as you can see, between England and Wales in the middle of the Cablestead Bridge. And we now start the slow downhill run across the viaduct, which is on the Welsh side, down towards the Welsh shore. We still have about 2 kilometres over water to still get to the Welsh shore, so you can see the length of the bridge, considerably different from the existing bridge by its full length. And also, of course, you can see the windshielding on each side makes it look quite different from a normal bridge, because you don't get the perspective of being over water.
You feel a bit more intimate on this bridge, don't you?
Yes, you do. I don't think anybody who perhaps, shall we say, is concerned about the height or the openness will feel the same degree of concern as they would do, let's say, on the existing bridge, because I know some people get a little bit concerned crossing that, feeling a little exposed because of the height.
Top Gear on 5 Live, 693 and 909 on Medium Wave, with all the news from the week on wheels.